Blog Talk Radio.
Alhamdulillah. This is Amin Yasir Muhammad calling from our show, The Good Life, Holy Quran and Sister Claire Muhammad, Education Hour. Alhamdulillah. We say, A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem. We seek Allah's help against Satan, the rejected. We say, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, with God's name, Alhamdulillah. We say, with God's name, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most compassionate. Alhamdulillah. We read 1/30th of the Holy Quran each day. And so we will begin with the, Alhamdulillah, if I just and we have to find out where we are today. Today is the 16th of August. And we are somewhere near the sixth juice. And so we want to kind of like verify that. And we will begin reading as soon as we find out where we are to be reading. With God's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. And I usually consult the Islamic Center of Hawthorne as my source when I want to find out what sort of what juice to start at our reading. And praise be to Allah. La ilaha illallah. Let's see. Praise be to Allah. Okay. We're coming up on it now. It's 4 minutes after 5 o'clock here in Los Angeles. It is 8 o'clock in the Eastern zones. The Eastern time zone, and today is the 16th, and we're supposed to, this is the 16th, we're supposed to be at Muharram 8, let's see, the 16th, Muharram 8, Alhamdulillah, the ilaha illallah, let me find out. Muharram 8. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. 327. This is where we shall begin our reading. 727, we have suspended our reading for the Bilal Yemen Shaitan Rajim, number 8. Even if we did send unto them angels, and the dead did speak unto them, we gathered together all things before their very eyes. We're on Surah 6, number 111. Even if we did send unto them angels, and the dead did speak unto them, we gather together all things before their very eyes. They are not the ones to believe, unless it is in Allah's plan. Most of them ignore the truth. Likewise, did we make for every messenger an enemy, evil ones among humans and jinns, inspiring each other with flowery discourses by way of deception. If thy Lord had so planned, they would not have done it, to leave them and their visions alone to such deceit that the hearts of those inclined will have no faith in the hereafter. Let them delight in it, and let them earn from it what they may say. Shall I seek for judge other than Allah, when he it is who has sent unto you the book explained in detail? They knew full well to whom we have given the book, that it hath been sent down from thy Lord in truth. Never be then of those who doubt. The word of thy Lord doth find its fulfillment in truth and in justice. None can change his word, for he is the one who heareth and knoweth all. Wert thou to follow the common run of those on earth, they will lead thee away from the way of Allah. They fall in nothing but conjecture. They do nothing but lie. Eternal Rajim. That is eternal Rajim. Thy Lord knoweth best who strayed from his way. He knoweth best who they are that receive his guidance. So eat of meat on which Allah's name hath been pronounced, if ye have faith in his signs. Why should ye not eat of meat on which Allah's name hath been pronounced, when he hath explained to you in detail what is forbidden to you except under compulsion of necessity? But many who do mislead people by their appetites and check by knowledge. Thy Lord knoweth best those who transgress. Eschew all sin, open or secret. Those who earn sin will get due recompense for their earnings. Eat not of meats on which Allah's name hath not been pronounced. That would be impiety. But the evil ones ever inspire their friends to contend with you. If you were to obey them, you would indeed be pagans. But section 15, number 122, can he who was dead, to whom we gave life and a light thereby, whereby he can walk amongst men, be like him who is in the depths of darkness, from which he can never come out? To those without faith, their own deeds seem pleasing. Thus have we placed leaders in every town, its wicked men to plot and burrow therein, but they only plot against their own souls, and they perceive it not. When there comes to them a sign from Allah, they say, we shall not believe until we receive one exactly like those received by Allah's messengers. Allah knows best where and how to carry out his mission. Soon will the wicked be overtaken by humiliation before Allah and severe punishment for all their plots. Those whom Allah in his plan willeth to guide, he openeth their breasts to Islam. Those whom he willeth to leave astray, he maketh their best clothes and constricted as if they had to climb up in the sky. Thus doth Allah heap the penalty on those who refuse to believe. This is the way of thy Lord leading straight. We have detailed the signs for those who receive admonition. Alhamdulillah. For them will be a home of peace in the presence of their Lord. He will be their friend because they practice righteousness. One day will he gather them all together and say, O ye assembly of jinns, much toll did ye take of men. Their friends amongst mankind will say, Our Lord, we made profit from each other, but alas, we reached out our term, which thou did appoint for us. He will say, the fire will be your dwelling place. You will dwell therein forever, except as Allah willeth. For thy Lord is full of wisdom and knowledge. Thus do we make the wrongdoers turn to each other because of what they earned. Section 16, number 130. O ye assembly of jinns and humans, came there not unto you messengers from amongst you, setting forth unto you my sign and warning you of the meaning of this day of yours? They will say, we bear witness against ourselves. It was the life of this world that deceived them, so against themselves will they bear witness that they rejected faith. The messengers were sent thus, for thy Lord would not destroy for their wrongdoing men's habitations while their occupants were unwarned. To all our degree or ranks according to their deeds, for thy Lord is not unmindful of anything that they do. Thy Lord is self-sufficient, full of mercy. If it were his will, he could destroy you and in your place appoint whom he will as your successors, even as he raised you up in posterity of other people. All that hath been promised unto you will come to pass. Nor can you be frustrated in the least bit. Say, O my people, do whatever you can. I will do my part. Soon will you know who it is whose end will be in the hereafter. Certain it is that the wrongdoers will not prosper. Out of what Allah hath produced in abundance, in tilth and in cattle, they assign him a share. They say, according to their fancy, this is for Allah, this is for our partner. But the share of their partner reaches not Allah, while the share of Allah reaches their partners. Evil and injustice is their assignment. Alhamdulillah. La ilaha illallah. Shaitan rajim. Bismillah. Allah Akbar. Allah Akbar. Alhamdulillah. We'll continue reading in a second. I want to pull up our studio, our blog talk studio. Alhamdulillah. Allah Akbar. La ilaha illallah. Shaitan rajim. The Good Life, Holy Quran, Sister Claire Muhammad, Education Hour, Shaitan Rajim. La ilaha illallah. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum.
Oh, yes, sir. Well, alaikum assalam. Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay, alhamdulillah. Okay, do you want to start reading right there, section 18? Section 8, number 145.
Okay, section 8, 145.
Section 18.
Yeah. Ubulani Shaitan in Rajim, this is at my name. Say, I find not in the message received by me, by inspiration, any meat forbidden to be eaten by one who wishes to eat it, unless it be dead meat, and blood poured forth, or the flesh of swine, for it is an abomination, or what is impure meat, on which the name has been invoked other than Allah. But even so, if a person is forced by necessity without willful disobedience nor transgression, due limits, thy Lord is often given most merciful. For those who follow the Jewish law, we forbid any animal with undivided foot, and who bear them the fat of the ox and the sheep, except what adheres to their backs or their entrails, or is mixed up with bone. This is recompense for their willful disobedience, for we are true in our ordinances. And they accuse the apostles, say, your Lord is full of mercy, all embracing, but from people in sin, never will his wrath became bad. Those of your partners to Allah would say, if Allah had wished, we should not have given partners to him, nor would our fathers, nor should we have had any forbidden thing. So did their ancestors argue falsely until they tested of all wrath. Say, have ye any certain knowledge? If so, produce it before us. We follow nothing but conjecture, using nothing but lie. Say, with Allah is the argument that reaches home. If it had been his will, he could have guided you all. So bring forward your witnesses to prove that Allah did to Israel, and so with the names of witnesses, be not thou amongst them. Now follow thou the vain desires of such a few times of falsehood, and such as believe not in the hereafter, for they hold others as equal with their God in law. Say, come, I will rehearse what Allah has really prohibited from you. Do not anything with him, be good to your parents, kill not your children, nor the plea of want. Revive freshness for you and for them. Come at night to indecent deeds, whether open or secret. Take not life which Allah has made sacred, except by way of justice and law, which he commanded you that you may learn the wisdom. And come not nigh to the orphan's property except to improve it, until you attain the age of full strength. Give measure and weigh with full justice. No burden being taken on the soul, but that which it can bear. Whenever you speak justly, even if any relative is concerned, and fulfill the covenant of Allah, thus he commanded, that you may remember. Verily, this is my way leading straight, follow it. Follow not other paths that will scatter you about from his path. Thus do as he commanded, that you may be righteous. Moreover, we gave Moses the book, completing our favor to thee, who would do right, and explaining all things in detail, and a guide and a mercy, that they may believe in the meeting with their Lord.
Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. Yeah, I got something to discuss with you, kind of like on the air, though, on the air, because it's kind of like open knowledge. But, okay, I'm going to continue. Section 20, and this is a book which we have revealed as a blessing, so follow it. Wabillahi min shaitanir rajim. And this is a book which we have revealed as a blessing, so follow it and be righteous, that ye may receive mercy, lest ye should say, the book was sent down to two peoples before us, and for our part we remain unacquainted with all that they learned by assiduous study, or lest ye should say, the book was sent down to two peoples before us, and for our part we remain unacquainted with all that they learned by assiduous study. Or lest ye should say, if the book had only been sent down to us, we should have followed in its guidance better than they. Now then have come unto you a clear sign from your Lord, and a guide in the mercy. Then who could do more wrong than one who rejected Allah's signs and turneth away therefrom? In good time shall we requite those who turn away from our signs with a dreadful penalty for their turning away. Are they waiting to see if the angels come to them, or thy Lord himself, or certain of the signs of thy Lord? The day that certain of the signs of thy Lord do come, no good will it do to a soul to believe in them. Then, if it believe not before, let me turn the page here, before, earn righteousness through his faith. Say, wait ye, we too are waiting. As for those who divide their religion and break up into sects, thou hast no part in them in the least. Their affairs with the Allah. He will in the end tell them the truth of all that they did. He that doeth good shall have 10 times as much to his credit. He that doeth evil shall only be recompensed according to his evil. No wrong shall be done unto any of them. Say, verily, my Lord hath guided me to a way that is straight, the religion of right, the path trod by Abraham, the true in faith, and he certainly joined not gods with Allah. Say, truly, my prayer and my service and sacrifice, my life and my death are all for Allah, the cherisher of the world. No partner hath he, this is my commanded. I am the first of those who bow to his will. Honorable Elijah Muhammad used to say that in the first resurrection. Udubillah, I'm repeat it. Udubillah, Imam Shaitan al-Rajim. Say, truly my prayer, my service and sacrifice, my life and my death are all for Allah, the cherisher of the world. No partner hath he, this am I commanded. I am the first of those who bow to his will. Say, shall I seek for my cherisher other than Allah? when he is the cherisher of all things that exist. Every soul draws the need of its acts on none but itself. No bare burdens can bear the burden of another. Your golden end is towards Allah. He will tell you the truth of the thing wherein ye disputed. It is he who hath made you his agents, inheritors of the earth. He hath raised you in rank some above others, that he may try you in the gifts he hath given you. For thy Lord is quick in punishment, yet he is indeed all forgiving, most merciful. Allahu Akbar. Shaitan al Jin. Allahu Akbar.
Alif Lam Sad. A book revealed unto thee, so let thy heart, so let thy heart be opposed no more by any difficulty on that account, that with it thou mightest warn the erring and a reminder to the believers. Follow, O men, the revelation given unto you from your Lord, and follow not as friends or protectors other than him. Little it is you remember of that mission. How many towns have we destroyed for their sins? Or punishment took them of a sudden by night or while they slept for their afternoon rest. When thus a punishment took them, no cried if they say other than this, indeed we were wrong. Then shall we question those to whom our message was sent, and those by whom we sent it. And verily we shall recount the whole story with knowledge, for we are never absent at any time or place. Balance all that day will be true to a nicety. Those who scale of good will be heaven, will prosper. Those who scale will be left, will find their souls in perdition, for that they wrongfully treat all signs. It is we who have placed you with authority on earth and provided you therein with means for fulfillment of your life, small are the thanks you give. It is we who created you and gave you shape. Then we bade the angels prostrate to Adam, and they prostrated, not so easily refused we of those who prostrate. And I said, what prevented thee from prostrating when I am commanding thee? He said, I am better than thee. Thou didst create me from fire and him from clay. Allah said, get thee down from it. It is not for thee to be arrogant here, but get out, for thou art of the meanest of thy creatures. He said, give me respite to the day they are raised up. Allah said, be thou among those who have respite. He said, because thou hast thrown me out of the way, lo, I will lie in wait for them on thy straight way. Then will I sought them from before them and behind them, from the right and from the left. I will there find in most of them gratitude for thy mercies. Allah said, get thee from this despised and expelled. If any of them follow thee, here will I fear with you all. O Adam, dwell thou and thy wife in the garden and enjoy the good things as you wish. But approach not this tree, lest you come to the unjust. Then began Satan to whisper suggestions to them, in order to reveal to them their shame that was hidden from them before. He said, the Lord only forbids you this tree, we should become angels, or such beings as live forever. And he swore to them both that he was their sincere advisor. So by deceit he brought about their then they tasted of the tree. Their shameful parts became manifest to them, and they began to sew together the leaves of the garden over their bodies. And their Lord called to them, did I not forbid ye and to tell, did I not forbid ye that tree and tell you that Satan was an avowed enemy unto you? They said, O Lord, we have wronged our own souls, and thou forgive us not, and bestow not upon us thy mercy, we shall certainly be lost. Allah said, get ye down with enmity between yourselves on earth. But be your dwelling place and your means of livelihood for a time. He said, therein ye shall live, and therein ye shall die. And from it shall ye be taken out at last.
Alhamdulillah. Lord, O ye children of Adam, eternal regime, For all you children of Adam, we have bestowed raiment upon you to cover your shame, as well as to be an adornment to you. But the raiment of righteousness that is best, such are among the signs of Allah, that they may receive admonition. O you children of Adam, let not Satan seduce you in the same manner as he got your parents out of the garden, stripping them of their raiment to expose their shame, for he is and his tribe watch you from a position where ye cannot see them. We made the evil ones friends only to those without faith. When they do aught that is shameful, they say, we found our fathers doing so. And Allah commanded us thus, say, nay, Allah never commands what is shameful. Do you say of Allah what ye know not? Say, my Lord hath commanded justice, that you set your whole selves to him at every time and place of prayer and call upon him, making your devotion sincere as in his sight. Such as he created you in the beginning, so shall ye return. Some he hath guided, others have by their choice deserved the loss of their way, and that they took the evil ones in preference to Allah for their friends and protectors, and think that they may receive guidance. O ye children of Adam, wear your beautiful apparel at every time and place of prayer. Eat and drink, but waste not by excess. For Allah loves not the wasters. Can you read here? Let me make Salat right quick before the sun comes up.
Yes. Read by me, it's eternal. This is not Allah. Say, who have forbidden the beautiful things which Allah? Say, who have forbidden the beautiful gifts of Allah which He hath produced for His servants, and the things clean and pure which He hath provided for sustenance? Okay, they are in a life of this world for those who believe, and pity for them on the day of judgment. Thus we explain the signs and detail for those who know. See, the things that my Lord hath indeed forbidden are indecent deeds with an open heart secret, sins and transgressions against truth or reason, assigning partners to a law for which you have given no authority, or saying things about a law of which we have no knowledge. To the people is a term appointed. When the term is reached, not an hour can they delay, nor an hour can they advance in anticipation. O you children of Adam, whenever there come to you messengers from among you, raising my signs unto you, those who are righteous and mend their lives, again shall be no fear, nor shall they give you. But those who reject their signs and treat them with arrogance, they are the things that apply to the day of the end forever. Who is more unjust than one who forges a lie against Allah or rejects his signs? For such, their portion appointed must reach them from the book of decrees. Until when the messengers of death arrive to take their souls, they say, where are the things that you used to invoke besides Allah? Every fire they have left us in the lodge. And they will bear witness against themselves that they have rejected Allah. He will say, enter ye in the company of the peoples who pass away before you, men and jinns, into the fire. Every time a new people enters, it curses its sister peoples that went before, until they follow each other all into the fire. Saith the last about the first, Allah, it is these that misled us or give them a double portion of the fire. He will say, double for you all, that these you did not know. Then the first will say to the last, people, no advantage have ye over us, or taste ye the chastisement for all that ye did. To those who reject the signs and treat them with arrogance, no opening will there be of the gates of heaven, nor will they enter the garden until they cannot compare through the eye of the ear. Such is our reward for those in sin. For them their cell is a couch below, and folds of covering above. Such is our requital of those who do wrong. For those who believe and work righteousness, no burden to be placed on any soul but that which it can bear. They will be continued of the garden, they are to dwell forever. And we shall remove their hearts into the rock heart, and meet them will be rivers flowing, and they will say, praise be to Allah, who has guided us to this felicity. Then could we have found guidance had it not been for the guidance of Allah. Indeed, it is the truth that the messengers of Allah brought unto us. And they shall hear the cry, behold the garden before you. You have been made as inheritance for your deeds of righteousness. The commandments of the garden will call out to the flames of the fire. You have indeed found a promise of Allah to be true. Have you also found the Lord's promise to be true? They shall say yes. But the cry shall proclaim between them the curse of Allah is on the wrongdoers. Those who would hinder them from the path of Allah desire to make something crooked. They are those who deny the hereafter. Between them shall be a veil, and on the highest will be men who would know everyone by his mark. They will call out to the companions of the garden, peace be upon you. They will have not entered it, but they will still hope to enter it. When the eyes shall be turned towards the companions of the fire, they will say, oh Lord, send us not to the company of the wrongdoers.
Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. The men on the heights will call out to certain men whom they will know from their marks, saying, of what profit to you were your hordes and your arrogant ways? Behold, are these not the men whom ye swore that Allah with his mercy would never bless? Enter ye the garden. No fear shall be on you, nor shall ye grieve. The companions of the fire will cause the companions of the garden to pour down to us water or anything. Alhamdulillah. Or anything that Allah does provide for your sustenance. They will say, both these things has Allah forbidden to those who rejected him, such as took their religion to be mere amusement and play and were deceived by the life of this world. That day shall we forget them as they forgot the meaning of this day of theirs, and as they were wont to reject our signs. For we had certainly sent unto them a book based on knowledge, which we explain in detail, a guide and a mercy to all who believe. Do they just wait for the final fulfillment of the event? On the day the event is finally fulfilled, those who disregarded it before will say, the messengers of our Lord did indeed bring true tidings. Have we no intercessors now to intercede on our behalf? Or could we be sent back? Then should we behave differently from our behavior in the past, in the fact that they will have lost their souls and the things they invented will leave them in the lurch. Your guardian Lord is Allah, who created the heavens and the earth in 6 days. Then he establishes himself on the throne of authority. He draws the night as a veil over the day, each seeking to the other in rapid succession. He created the sun and the moon and the stars, all governed by law under his command. Is it not his to create and to govern? Blessed be Allah, the cherished and sustainer of the world. Call on your Lord with humility and in private, for Allah loveth not those who trespass beyond bounds. Do no mischief on the earth as it hath been set in order, but call on him with fear and longing in your heart, for the mercy of Allah is always near to those who do good. It is he who sendeth the winds like heralds of glad tidings going before his mercy. When they have carried the heavy laden clouds, we drive them to a land that is dead. Make rain to descend therein and produce every kind of harvest therewith. Thus shall we raise up the dead. Perchance ye may remember from the land that is clean and good by the will of his cherishes, brings up produce rich after its kind. But from the land that is bad springs up nothing but that which is miserly. Thus do we explain the signs by various symbols to those who are grateful.
When sent Noah to his people, he said, O my people, I worship Allah. You have no other God but him. I fear you the punishment of a dreadful day. The leaders of his people said, Ah, we see thee in evident error. He said, O my people, there is no error in me. On the contrary, I am a messenger from the Lord and cherisher of the world. I but convey to you the message of my Lord. Sincere is my advice to you. And I know from the Lord something that ye know not. Do you wonder that there has come to you a reminder from your Lord through a man of your own people to warn you, and that ye may fear Allah and ye happily receive his mercy? But they rejected him, and we delayed him and those with him in the ark, and we overwhelmed in the flood those who rejected our signs. They were indeed a blind people. To the Arab people, we sent Hud, one of their own brother. He said, O my people, worship Allah. You have no other God but him. Will you not fear Allah? The leaders of the unbelievers among his people said, Ah, we see thou art in folly, and we think thou art a lie. He said, O my people, there is no folly in me, but I am a messenger from the Lord and cherisher of the world. I but convey to you the message of my Lord, and I am to you a sincere and trustworthy advisor. Do you worship? Do you wonder that there has come to you a message from your Lord through a man of your own people to warn you, call in remembrance that he made you inheritors after the people of Noah and gave you a status tall among the nations, call in remembrance the benefits you have received from Allah so that you may prosper. Comest thou to us that we may worship Allah alone and give of that which our fathers used to worship? And bring us what thou threatenest with, if it be that thou tellest the truth. He said, punishment and wrath are already come upon you from your Lord. Dispute ye with me over names that ye have devised, ye and your fathers, with authority from Allah. Then wait. I am amongst you also waiting. We saved him and those who adhered to him for our mercy, and we cut off the roots of those who rejected our signs and did not believe.
To the Thamud people, we sent Salih, one of their own brother, and he said, O my people, worship Allah. Ye have no other God but him. Now hath come unto you a clear sign from your Lord. This Shechem of Allah is a sign unto you. So leave her to graze in Allah's earth, and let her come to no harm, or let you be seized with a grievous punishment. And remember how he made you inheritors after the Ad people and gave you habitations in the land. You build for yourselves palaces and castles and open plains and carve out homes in the mountains. So bring to remembrance the benefits you have received from Allah. Refrain from evil and mischief on the earth. The leaders of the arrogant party among his people said to those who are wrecked powerless, those among them who believe, know ye indeed that a Salih is a messenger from his Lord. They said, we do indeed believe in the revelation which has been sent through him. I got to turn the page. Through him. The arrogant party said, for our part, we reject what ye believe in. Then they have strung the she-camel and instantly defied the order of their Lord, saying, O Salih, bring about the threat if thou art a messenger of Allah. So the earthquake took them unaware as they lay prostrate in their homes in the morning. So Salih left them, saying, O my people, I did indeed convey to you the message for which I was sent by my Lord. I gave you good counsel, but ye love not good counselors. We also sent Lot. He said to his people, do you commit lewdness such as no people on in creation ever committed before you? For ye practice your lust on men in preference to women. Ye are indeed a people transgressing beyond bounds. And his people gave no answer but this. They said, drive him out of your city. These are indeed men who want to be clean and pure. But we saved him and his family, except his wife. She was of those who lagged behind. And we rained down on them a shower of brimstone. Then see what was the end of those who indulged in sin and crime.
To the Median people, we sent Shuwei, one of their own brethren. He said, "Oh, my people, worship Allah. You have no other God but Him. Now I've come unto you a clear sign from your Lord. Give this measure and weigh, not withhold from the people the things that are their due, and do no mischief on the earth that it has been set in order. That will be best for you if you have faith. And squat not on every road, believing threats, hindering them from the path of Allah. Those who believe in Him and seek Him to make it crooked, those who believe in Him and seek to make it crooked, and remember, let me read that again. And squat not on every road, believing threats, hindering from the path of Allah, those who believe in Him, and seek to make it crooked. But remember how you were little, and He gave you increase, and see what was the end of those who did mischief. And if there is a party among you who believes in the message which I have been sent, and a party which does not believe, hold yourself in patience until Allah does decide between us, and He is the best to decide."
Okay, I'm gonna, LaShawn, I'm gonna hang up and I'm gonna call you. Okay?
Okay, on the regular line. All right,
Right. Okay, assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum, everybody. Alhamdulillah.